So today, thank you very much for coming to our Sunday feast program. Thank you very much, all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So this evening I'm going to inspire to talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His mercy. His mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to acquire, how to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Who would like to hear that? Who would like to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's not going to accept that. Loudly! Thank you. But before we do that, I need to offer my respectful obeisances to all the disciplic acharyas in disciplic succession. So let's recite together if you know those verses. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutpada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Sham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke 8 verses. It's called Sistashtakam. And that's what he spoke. But he empowered his disciples, like 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, to write so many books. In essence, this is an essence of what we are practicing. See, those 8 Sistashtakam. The entire culmination of our practice is there in these 8 verses. So I'm going to read the verse, the first verse, or I don't know, Swami Prabhu, can I read all the verses, Sistashtakam verses? Okay. I would like to take the permission of the seniors. Thank you very much, Prabhu. And I would like to offer my respectful obeisances to all the seniors, Vaishnavas, and all the assembled devotees here. So if you know that with those 8 verses, please recite with me. Please sing along with that.
Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadava gani nirvapanam sreha kairava chandrika vitaram vidyavadu jivanam Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita svadanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva sakti tatrarpita niyamita smarenana kalaha itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham iha janinanuragah Trinadapi sunichena, taroriva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Nadhanam na janam na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamae, mama janmani janmanishvare, अवताद भक्तिर अहुत्युकित्वै अयि नन्दा तनुजा किंकराम पतितानाम विषमे भव बुद कृपया तवा पाद पंकज स्थित दुली सदृशाम विचिंतया नयनम गलदश्रुधारया वदनाम गदगदारुधया गिरा पुलकेर निचितम वापुहु कदा तव नाम ग्रहण्ये भविष्यति युगायितम निमिषेन चक्षुषा प्रवश्ययितम शून्ययायितम जगत् सर्वम् गोविंद विरहे न मे आश्लिष्या वापदा रतन पिनास्तु माम् अदार्शनान् मर्महतम् करोतु वा यथा तथा वा विददातु लंपतो मत प्राणनाथस्तु स एव न परः मत प्राणनाथस्तु स एव न परः मत प्राणनाथस्तु स एव न परः बोलो श्री शिष्टाष्टकम् की जय So I'm going to read the first one because we have a very limited time. I'm going to just the first one. First Shishtashtakam Cheto Darpana Marjanam. The translation is, Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishing the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan moment is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. So that is the first one and it has so many detailed in that. It says, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishing the fire of conditional life. So how we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Very simple. Who would like to do that simple, very simple thing? Yeah, simple thing, right? Okay. The simple is to just join his Sankirtan movement. And in Sankirtan movement, what do we have? Very simple, sublime method Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. And what is that? Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, chanting the holy name, that gives us the love of Godhead. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you know. And this is the recommended process. For this age of Kali. Age of Kali is what? The quarrel and hypocrisy. This is called Iron Age. And just to extinguish that fire, you know, it says conditional life of repeated birth and death is the first Shishtashtakam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that. Is to Sankirtan movement, chanting the holy name. And this particular Sankirtan, Yajna, and chanting of the holy name is supported by so many verses, so many slokas in our scriptures. I'm going to read few of those. Is that okay, Prabhus? Yes? Prabhus and Matajis? Say Hari Bol loudly. Hari Bol, okay. So, first of all, we'll start with Bhagavatam. So, Bhagavatam, the first verse of Bhagavatam has how many slokas? It's 18,000 slokas in Bhagavatam. All the 18 Puranas has 400,000 slokas. And out of that 400,000, all the Puranas, 18 Puranas, out of that, this Amala Purana, the spotless Purana, is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the first word, it says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everybody. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So that first word, Om. So Om has three letters. A-U-M. So A-U-M, what it represents? Lord Shri Krishna. and then Lord Krishna's consort Srimati Radharani, and the third letter is all the living entity. So that is first. And what is the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam? Last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says very clearly, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Samanas Tam Namami Harim Param. So we say, you know, in United States, you know, we said, what is the bottom line? 18,000 of verses. What is the bottom line? So this is the bottom line. So it's starting with Om and ending with Sankirtan. So Om is Lord Shri Krishna, Radharani, and all the living entities. So this is recommended for all the living entities by reciting these holy names. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya. So what is the translation? I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord. Hari. Everybody say? Hari. Hari bol. By chanting of his names destroys all sinful reactions, and these names relieves all material sufferings. Just by chanting this wonderful holy names of Krishna and Lord Rama and Radharani. There is another very nice verse spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. There are two verses, and then it is 12, canto number 12, Srimad Bhagavatam. Verse number, 12, 13, chapter number 13, and 51 and 52. So 51 says, Kaler dosha nidhi rajan. Kaler dosha nidhi rajan. Asti hi ek mahan guna, kirtanad eva krishnasya, mukta sangha param rajet. The meaning of that one is kaler. Kaler means in this age of Kali. There are so many faults we find in this age of Kali. Kaler dosha nidhi rajan. Rajan, hey rajan, hey king, Parikshit. But there is one very mahan guna, very important quality of the age of Kali. And what is that quality? Prabhus and Mataji, we are all so fortunate that we are in the right track. We are in the right movement propagated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of all the devotees, Srila Prabhupada disciples, that we are very fortunate that we have this wonderful Sankirtan Yajna, Sankirtan movement, holy name of the Lord. Kaler dosha nidhi rajan asti hi ek mahan guna. Very important mahan, the most important guna, quality of this age of Kali. And what is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Kirtanadeva Krishna. Just reciting the holy name of Krishna. Mukta Sangha Paramri. Mukta means liberated. You get the liberation. And then you will go back home, back to Godhead. So if you follow Prabhupada, if you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and follow his Sankirtan movement, I just read it somewhere, that that day is not far, that one day you'll wake up at Golok Vrindavan. Who would like to wake up and stay with Golok Vrindavan? Come on. Yes, there you go, Hari Bol. So is it very simple? Is it very difficult to chant the holy name? Only it requires Shraddha. Shraddhavad, Shraddhavan Labhate Jnanam. Tatparam sayantendriyam, gnana labdva param santim atirenadi gachati. So just shraddha, the faith we need to have. Otherwise, it's free. It's free, right? Holy name, does it cost you any money? So let's chant together. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Second verse, very powerful verses. This Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago, but is applicable right now for all of us. And what is that says? Kride yadhyayato Vishnu, tretayam yajato makhi, dvapare paricharyaryam, kalau taddhari kirtanad. So there is a recommended process for each and every yuga. How many yugas are there, Prabhus and Matajis? There are four yugas. First is Satya Yuga. The recommended process for the Satya Yuga. Kridaya dhyayato Vishnu. Dhyayato means dhyan, meditation. Tretayam Yajatomaki. Then second yuga is Treta Yuga. Yajatomaki. Ashwamedh Yajna, this Yajna, that Yajna. It needs very pure paraphernalia. And then very pure chanting hymns by the Brahmanas. Those recommended process in the age of Treta Yuga. Second, third one is Dwapar Yuga. And what is the recommended process of the Dwapar Yuga? Just chanting, worshiping, the very elaborate worship of the deity. But in the age of Kali, you get the same benefit. Whatever you did in Satya Yuga, whatever you do it in Treta Yuga or Dwapar Yuga, you get the same benefit by chanting this holy name. Hridaya dhyayato Vishnu, Tretayam yajatomaki, Dwapare, Parichayam, Kalau Tadhari Kirtana, just by reciting these names of holy names of Lord Shri Krishna. And this is my very, very, I like this verse very much while during the preaching. Lord Brahma is talking to his son Narada. So Narada is asking how people in the age of Kali will be delivered. So he said, my dear son, who is saying? Lord Brahma is saying, it's in Kali Santarana Upanishad. There is a Kali Santarana Upanishad written for all of us, the people in the age of Kali. And what it says very nicely, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the verse number first, because the Narada is asking to Lord Brahma, his father. So he said this verse, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then his second verse he says, Iti Soda Ashtakam Namnam. Iti Soda Ashtakam Namnam. Kali Kalmasha Nasanam. Na Ataha Paratara Upaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. So he says, what is the meaning of that? Iti Soda Ashtakam Namnam. This holy names, it has 16 holy names. So if you count Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, it is going to be added 16 holy names. 16 holy names. Yeah. If you say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, like that. Kali Kalmashanasanam, this pernicious effect, the ill effect of Kali will be nashanam, eradicated, removed, destroyed. Na ataha paratara upaya. There is no other solution or method. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. All the Vedas, all the scriptures say the same thing. And what is that they say is the same thing? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyatha. So there are so many. And then even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to Prakasananda Saraswati. Nama vina kali kale, nahi ara dharma, sarva mantra sara nama, e sastra marma. Nama vina kali kale. There is no other method in this age of Kali than the holy name, chanting the holy name. So, I was reading a very nice article, The Mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You want me to read that? This is a very wonderful, a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada remembers their early relationship and their meeting again after many years. Should I read that with your permission, Prabhus and Matajis? That means only few. Okay. This is his name is Adi Keshavadas. He is O.B.L. Kapoor. He's a scholar and devotee and a friend of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, gave this interview at his home in Vrindavan in 1996. And the interviewer was Hari Sovri Prabhu, our Swavas Prabhu's very good friend and good God brother. And he was a servant of Srila Prabhupada from 75 to 77. Right, Prabhu? Swavas Prabhu, is that right? So this Hari Sari Prabhu is interviewing Srila Prabhupada. I mean interviewing this Adi Keshavadas. He's Dr. O.B.L. Kapoor. So Hari Sari Prabhu says, I understand that you first met Srila Prabhupada when he was a householder in Allahabad. There's a place called Allahabad in Uttar Pradesh. So Dr. Kapoor is answering that question. Yes, I was with Srila Prabhupada about 8 years in Allahabad from 1931 to 1939. We used to meet almost every day. I first met him in 1931 at Rupa Gaudiya Mutt, the temple ashram. There was a Gaudiya Mutt, like a temple ashram. And I saw Srila Prabhupada, he was playing the mridanga drum at that mutt. Are you getting that? What I'm talking about? Yes, Prabhu's, Mataji's? Yes, very good. Thank you. There was a discourse that evening and then Sankirtan. After the Sankirtan, the leader of the mutt introduced me to Srila Prabhupada. So he was introduced. So Srila Prabhupada says that mutt president introduced that this Prabhu, OBL Kapoor, Dr. Adi Keshava Das, he is a scholar at Allahabad University and a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Guru Maharaj of Srila Prabhupada. So they were basically God brothers. I had just taken Diksha initiation. After that meeting, our acquaintances developed into friendship and friendship developed into intimacy and so on. We were very good friends. I used to call him Dada. Dada in India means elder brother. After 1939, we didn't meet for almost 28 years. Because I went out of Allahabad, I joined the government service and he remained there. After some time, he took sannyas. Srila Prabhupada took the sannyas, the renounced order of life, and he was going about here and there. So we never met together. We finally met in 1967 here in Vrindavan. In 67, I retired and came to Vrindavan to settle down. So who is talking this? This Dr. OBL Kapoor talking to, giving that interview to Harisauri Das. I had gone to Radha Damodar Temple. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada had come from the west and he was studying in a room at the Radha Damodar Temple. I was sitting, waiting for someone on the veranda just outside his room and Prabhupada came out. He was dressed in saffron robe. I had never seen him like that before. I had only known him as Abhay Babu. Prabhupada's name was Abhay Charanarvinda, Abhay Babu. As a householder and a businessman, he was now in saffron with three dandi renunciant staff in his hand and two disciples in saffron were following him like sadhus. I couldn't recognize him. 30 years had made difference in his appearance and he was dressed in saffron. But he seemed to be looking, trying to recognize me. See, Srila Prabhupada has very sharp memory, huh? Then he said, Dr. Kapoor? Oh, I recognize him from his voice. I said, Abhay Babu? And he gave a big embrace. So, Harisauri Prabhu said, a very happy meeting, isn't it? Yes, he was going somewhere, but he cancelled his plans. He took me inside the room and he told me all about his preaching work in the West. He showed me the newspaper cuttings and so on. Very interesting meeting. Very interesting. In Allahabad, he used to meet at most every day. Meet almost every day. Sometimes he used to come to my place, but mostly we met in the Rupa Gaudiya Mutt, that is in Allahabad, in the evening during the discourse and kirtan. Then Harisuri Das Prabhu says, can you say something about how Srila Prabhupada conducted his household affairs while he was also developing his spiritual life? That's a very natural question, right? Then Dr. Kapoor says that I didn't know much about his household affairs because we met mostly at the mutt in the evening. He had a shop. He sold He sold medicines and he also manufactured them. Once he manufactured a tonic, he gave it to me. He manufactured a tonic. I said, "That is nice, this gift of yours. I must accept it. But I wish you would give me the tonic which you yourself take." The tonic which you yourself take. The tonic of Krishna Prem, love of Godhead, love of Krishna. He said, "I don't have that tonic, but I have the formula." Who Prabhupada said that, "I don't have that tonic, but I have the formula." And what is that formula? Cheto darpana marjanam bhavanda mahadavagni nirvapanam. And then he said that first Sistashtakam verse, and then second one is Trinadapi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. At that time, I couldn't recognize, so that O.B. Kapoor says, I could not recognize the significance of his words. He could not recognize that at that time. But he was going to preach it all over the world. I thought it was just a casual statement. He didn't get that yet in that time. But now I look back and I can see that he was even then thinking and planning to preach all over the world, which he did. Just by those two verses. That's what we just read today. So, Harisuri said, "Yes, very wonderfully. Wonderfully, 10 years, I think, only all the world over." Okay, all the world over he preached, almost a miracle, almost a miracle. It's due to that miracle we are all sitting here in this house and talking about Srila Prabhupada, talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, looking at a wonderful deity form of Sri Radha and Krishna. How many devotees agree with me? They look so opulent, so gorgeous, so beautiful. Yes? Loudly, come on loudly. Hari Bol! Now, Hari Suri Bhagavat continues, "You once told me that you saw a great change in Prabhupada from when you knew him in Allahabad. Of course, in one sense, there was a world of difference between the Abhay Babu I had known and the Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada I met in Vrindavan after 30 years. Look at that, the big difference, huh? He was now the president of huge organization and international organization, which is ISKCON. He was preaching all over the world. All the same, he was humble as ever. I could never have imagined that he could one day become Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. I could never have imagined," he repeated again. "He was so simple, but you see, he had the blessings." Listen very carefully. "He had the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that made him Prabhupada." Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Gurudev also, Srila Prabhupada's Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami. So that's what we need, blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, is it very difficult to get that blessings? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a medicine, right? And what is that medicine? Everybody knows that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in Padma Purana also says very, very nice verse which I would like to share with you. Very nice sloka. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Nitya Suddha Mukto. Sorry, Purna Suddha Nitya Mukto, Bhinnatvan Nam Namnino. The meaning of that verse is Nama Chintamani Krishna. It is a transcendental mellows of all the names. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, and it's full of swada, rasa, mellow. He's a Purna, complete. This name is complete. Suddha, pure, nitya. The pure means, you know, without material contamination. That's what it means. And Nitya is eternal and Mukto giving the liberation. And then second verse of Chaitanya Shishtashtakam. Nam nam akari bahudha nija sarva saktis. Tatrarpita niyamita smarenana kalaha. Ita drishi trava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham ihajani nanuraga. So, what is that meaning of that? Nam nam akari bahudha nija sarva. I have invested all my energies. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, telling all of us, that I have invested all my energies into this holy name. Tatrarpita niyamita. There is no hard and fast rules in chanting this holy name. You can chant anywhere. Anybody can chant. No matter what time. But we prefer. I think so Prabhupada has given a very nice prescription. That we need to chant at the Brahma Murat. But if you cannot do it, fine. That does not preclude you from chanting the holy name. But the problem is, I didn't develop that taste of chanting that holy name. See, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Means he is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he accepted the color of Srimati Radharani. So, when we please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as a Chana Avatar. He came as a Chana Avatar. Chana Avatar means hidden incarnation. See, I am from India, right? So, we have one subject, it's called history. And in history, there are so many saintly people and so many stories about all those saintly people, God and so many things. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's just only one paragraph is saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very nice, wonderful devotee and he did the Sankirtan in Bengal. There was no mention that he was God. It is due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that he translated that Chaitanya Charitamrita, which shows that very clearly that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To me, according to this is the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the wonderful, wonderful, most highest offering to the mankind by Srila Prabhupada. Because without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding, we would not have got this holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So, when we please that devotee Krishna, through this Sankirtan movement, he is a devotee. He didn't come as God, as I said. He came as a devotee, devotee Krishna. When we please that through Sankirtan, he will be pleased. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha and Krishna. So when we please that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sankirtan, through Sankirtan movement, chanting the holy name, when he please, where we will be? Who is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha and Krishna. So where Radha and Krishna resides? When you do the Vaidhi Bhakti, following rules and regulations, you can go up to Vaikuntha. This is my Guru Maharaj preaches very heavily. That you can go up to Vaikuntha when you follow Vaidhi Bhakti, following rules and regulations. But there is no direct passage from Vaikuntha to Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna and Radha resides eternally. Right? So, when we please that devotee Krishna, who is Krishna and Radha, the mercy emanates from this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from his lotus feet, bestow upon us, and we can be assured to be in Gaulak Vrindavan. Just by following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And so simple, so sublime, and so splendid method he has given us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada. It's very rare. Human birth is very rare. Mahapurush Sansarga is very rare. Association with the Mahaprabhu is also very rare. And Mumukshatva. Mumukshatva means after achieving all this knowledge, having that taste, develop that taste, is also very rare. So, Prabhus, we have, time is up. But, one thing I would like to tell you. So, ultimate goal is to develop love for Krishna and can be achieved easily by following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. So, let's chant. Everybody raise your hands, please. Are we all ready? So, chant with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So more than the meaning of keep your high head. This is called, we are surrendering to you, Krishna. So you know, if somebody the police, you know, comes and hands, you know, guns, you know, hands up. So what do? Surrender, yes, right? So we have to surrender to the Supreme Lord, right? Then what is the meaning of this? Oh, energies of the Lord, please repeat after me. Oh, all attractive Krishna. Oh, reservoir of pleasure, Rama. Please, I beg you, I plead you, I humbly request you, keep me engaged in your devotional service. Life after life, birth after birth. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya. So, we are going to offer the sumptuous, hot, sumptuous prasadam. Class is listening. Thank you. Haribol.